For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. Missouri lawmakers are back at work to make sure more than $1.1 billion in federal coronavirus aid gets where it needs to go throughout the state. The special legislative session began today. Republican Governor Mike Parson called lawmakers back to the Capitol to give his administration the authority to spend the federal funding. He's also asking lawmakers to set aside $10 million in state funding to help pay for the Missouri National Guard to continue its work helping conduct COVID-19 testing. In total, Parson is asking lawmakers to budget another $1.2 billion. An increasing number of coronavirus cases among Missouri children is prompting some school districts to temporarily halt in-school learning. Data from the State Health Department's website today showed hundreds of K-12 students across Missouri have been diagnosed with the coronavirus over the past 2 weeks. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that four schools in Jefferson County, just south of St. Louis, closed this week because of widespread transmission of the virus. Meanwhile, the Fulton Sun reports that Fulton's middle and high schools will move to online learning tomorrow, with tentative plans to return to the classroom on November 16th. In Columbia, several schools are moving to online learning due to staffing shortages and a lack of substitutes. Four people are injured after a shooting in Jefferson City. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that officers were called just before 4:30 p.m. yesterday to a report of shots fired into a vehicle near the Link, a recreation center at Lincoln University. Officers found two victims on the parking lot with gunshot wounds. Both were taken to a hospital. While still at the scene, officers were told that two other gunshot victims had driven themselves to the hospital. Three of the four victims were later transferred to the University of Missouri Hospital in Columbia. Details about the conditions of the victims were not released. Some Missouri lawmakers want special protections for businesses against COVID-19 related lawsuits. Jason Rosenbaum has this.
Governor Mike Parson called lawmakers back into special session to appropriate federal money to combat COVID-19. But lawmakers like Republican Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz also would be in favor of shielding businesses from litigation related to the virus.
We want to make sure if there are people out there that are acting frivolously, we don't create a situation where they couldn't find a remedy.
For his part, Parson told reporters that he would like lawmakers to come up with a specific plan to prevent the special session from dragging out.
But what I can't do is go into a deal and it takes 2 months to get something done, and we're up against session.
Lawmakers are expected to address the COVID-19 budget request in the coming days. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Columbia.